SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prater with you. And remind you to follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio and hit us up on the Facebook page. And, of course, go to the website, SB Nation DC. A lot of good things going on there at all times, and including Mondays with my Chain Reactions column, which is just...
It's all right.
It's okay, yeah.
Monday, well, Monday is our weakest day.
Yeah, Monday's clearly the weakest day. Clearly the weakest day. Well, this year certainly one of the weaker years for representation locally this time of year, as we had no teams in the Sweet 16. And, of course, you always wonder, well, who's the next team to make an NCAA run around here? Because it was so much fun when Georgetown went to the Final Four, when Maryland cut down the nets, when George Mason made their Final Four run. It's always fun. It makes this time of year more interesting. And as you look towards next year, do you have a feeling that one team over the other will be most likely to be playing at this time of year?
You know, I'm going to throw out a team that I don't think people are thinking about. I think it's going to be George Mason. You know, I know they had a great run this year. They were the best team in the CAA during the regular season. They entered a top seed. They were home. They were the higher seed for a game in the NCAA tournament, and obviously they had a disappointing end. But you know, as I wrote over on Monday, this is not a team that was built to win this year. They're only losing two key players now. Cam Long is one. He's a very key player. They're also losing Isaiah Tate, but most of their team comes back next year. Luke Hancock, who was so big in the Villanova game, and then they really missed him in the Ohio State game. He's back. Ryan Pearson is back. Mike Morrison is back with a year of improvement. Vertrail Vaughns, I think, can step in for Cam Long. This is a very experienced team, and when you look around the CAA and you see what some of these other top teams are losing, I think George Mason's poised to be even better next year than they were this year.
Yeah, I'm with you because, look, I'm a CAA homer, as you know, being an ODU guy, and I was going to say Mason as well. But since we're doing a role reversal here thing, I will make a case for Maryland here next season because I'm assuming, again, Jordan Williams will make the right decision, which would be to stay another year because I think he could use it. And, again, with the uncertainty of what may or may not happen to the NBA, another reason why there's no need to jump in, if you're not going to be a locked-in lottery pick, it seems silly at this point. But we saw Stoglin really develop at the end of the season when he finally got the keys to the car, which was a big deal. They obviously lose Bowie. They lose Cliff Tucker.
Big loss.
Right. And Gregory, right. Exactly.
Well, Gregory is a big loss.
Gregory hurts. Yeah, Gregory hurts a little bit. But you factor in that, and again, you have Williams, which is really where it all starts at. Then you have Stoglin. And now, there were some pretty good feelings about what they have in recruiting-wise next year as well. If you can get those guys in and to incorporate them as, you know, quickly next season, I think you've got a pretty good feeling about this team next year. I think they have a good chance. And again, there's some other teams, some of the top teams in the ACC. Who knows how many of those talented young players will be back at North Carolina. We know Zeller's finally moving on. Duke's going to probably, you know, lose Kyrie Irving, it looks like, and obviously they're already losing Nolan Smith and Singler, and they'll have another Plumlee or two on the team. But, you know, so they'll reload. But I like Maryland's situation going into next year because of what they have just coming back. And then, you know, I try to factor in the recruits after that, where you're talking about Fouster, Gibbs, and those guys, because, you know, clearly Gary, with young players, it sometimes takes some time.
Right. See, I think the argument for Maryland is that they better be good next year. Because
there's that, too.
On paper, that team is very talented. They're losing, you know, the guys they lose, you know, Bowie is not that big of a loss. Tucker, I had high hopes for him, but that's not that big of a loss.
And
Gregory is good but replaceable. I think what they're going to do is probably move a Cor Paulson into the starting lineup, and he played well at the end of the year. There's also so they could do that. They also bring in Nick Faust, like you said, 6'6 wing. You know, he's an excellent outside shooter. You think he projects to be a pretty good defender. That is going to be an interesting – what I find interesting is that you look at that backcourt next year, projected backcourt. You've got Stoglin, who really came on this year. You've got Pichon Howard, who I thought was a lot better than people gave him credit for. I thought he was pretty
– No, he was
pretty solid for a freshman. They just didn't really play him right away. I think they had a little bit too much loyalty to those seniors. You have Faust. You have Sean Mosley, who I think really was a big disappointment, but I think you and I would both agree that he's better with better talent. He's not going to step up and be a ball dominator, but when you fill him in with better talent, his good qualities show more. And you also have Sterling Gibbs, and that's once again, this is a crowded backcourt with five guys who could kind of legitimately hold on to three positions. And I don't know how those minutes shake out yet, whereas inside, you know, you're relying on Michael Parker to make a big step. You're relying on Paulson to make a big step. on paper, they should be really good, even with Jordan Williams back. But the team does feel a lot like the team they had last year stylistically.
Well, that's potentially a problem. You're right, if that's what it plays out to be. But again, not that the conference was getting a lot of credit this year because it, you know, was 4-2 the tournament. But like I said, I think there's some parts leaving, you know, that could make it interesting for Maryland to move up. Obviously, you have two teams that have very important hires to make before you can really evaluate them.
Right.
I'm talking about NC State and Georgia Tech. But I think Maryland, you know, again, is in a good position. As long as Jordan Williams is back, we like to think that he's going to add something to his game. He was awful good this year. Had some dominant games against Duke. And again, the fact that Stoglin, you know, once he got the opportunity at the end of the year, really flourished, and you would hope to think he can bring it up a notch. And again, it comes down to guys, you know, who's going to do the right thing in the offseason and all those factors that you really can't measure because you just don't know, which is a big deal. Now, that brings me to the Hoyas, because they need to have the best possible offseason, to me, among the teams, if we're just looking at it from a paper standpoint.
No, absolutely. I mean, they're going to have some, they have some big losses they have to deal
with. Huge losses. We know how bad they were without Chris Wright. They lose him. They lose Austin Freeman, which is obviously tough. And Julian Vaughn's gone as well, who's another guy who could you know, have some moments for them that were important. But you know, then who's the guy next year? Hollis Thomas, you know, had the great last game, but you know, hey, where was that all year, man? You know, it's one of those things. And of course, Jason Clark is the guy who everybody's gonna look at and say, well, he's got to step up, and he's got to be the man now.
Yeah, I think Thompson could have a good year. I think he was a little buried. You know, there are too many guys, that perimeter guys, that need to score on that team, and I think he just kind of got lost. I think he could flourish with a more defined role. It's Jason Clark where I wonder. I mean, I like Jason Clark as a player. I think he does a lot of things that, you know, people don't realize. I just don't know if I can point to Jason Clark and I can say, you know what, I know that guy's going to make a jump next year.
Right.
Like, because he's still not a great ball handler. He still kind of makes some poor decisions in the open court. You know, he's a good shooter. He's a little streaky, but I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's streaky. There's no doubt.
And he's definitely athletic. You know, he's got the tools. I just don't really see him being like this main guy. And I think this speaks to another problem that I think is going to be harder for them to replace beyond what's just on paper. They're really going to lack leadership next year because for the last 4 years, and this is what I wrote about over the weekend, I think they relied too much on Chris Wright to be their leader. I think they said, you know what, that guy's the leader, and that guy's going to spark us, and when that guy sparks us, we're going to follow him. But when that guy couldn't spark him anymore, you know, sometimes you need other sources to spark you. You can't just rely on one guy, and I feel like that was a big problem for them. And going forward, I don't see anyone being that guy for them. Like, who's going to be their leader? Is it going to be someone that we don't know about? Is someone going to kind of develop better leadership skills? Is it going to be a freshman that comes in and just kind of takes charge of the team? That's, I think, a bigger question than on paper, because with Thompson's system, I think you can manufacture a lot of good things out of the Princeton just because it's the Princeton and it's so unpredictable and it's so effective as an equal opportunity offense. But the leadership thing is, I think, a big question.
Well, and they do have some size coming in. I know they got the kid from DeMatha, Hopkins, coming in. It was a center, 6'8 guy, and they've got another kid signed, Adams, who's a senior, or is a center, excuse me, that you know, brings some size as well. And again, how do those guys fit in the Princeton? Because the one thing that Princeton we've seen since Greg Monroe has left that has missed is that center. You know, they can come out and handle the ball and, you know, make his teammates better. We haven't seen that from Georgetown. I just wonder, you know, as bleak as it may seem in a way for Georgetown, I will also counter with this. There's a lot of teams in the Big East are going to be wondering, hey, how do we replace this guy? You know, UConn first and foremost, because you got to believe Walker's not sticking around.
Or Notre Dame with Hansbrough.
Yeah, Notre Dame's losing, you know, the core of their team. I mean, Pittsburgh's going to have some big losses. Certainly, you know, St. John's, I mean, they had all those seniors that led them this year, and then they're going to now go from one extreme to the other.
Right.
All the seniors are gone, and then all the freshmen that are highly touted come in. So there's just a lot of things that will change, you know, going into next year. So it's kind of hard to sit here today and say, oh, no, they're dead, you know, because you don't know what all the other teams are going to go through, too.
I could see them making the tournament. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I could see them making the tournament.
I could see it happening.
As you say, the system, I think, makes opportunities and helps it out for others. It's just, you know, are you going to develop, as you say, the leadership? And for me, do you develop that big man that can give you that element that you just really have not had since Monroe left?
And those guys are so hard to find.
Yeah,
and
it's not easy.
How many big men at 18 know how to handle handle the ball?
Not a ton.
I mean, John Thompson found two of them.
Yeah.
You know, those are probably the only two, Roy Hibbert and Greg Monroe, that But even Hibbert was such a project.
Hibbert was a huge project when he got to campus. That's the most amazing thing. There's no guy that improved more than that kid from day one to the last day he left. But, you know, I just thinking, you know, about the Pittsburgh team that underachieved losing a Verizon Center. They lose four really – I mean, they lose McGee. Yeah. Wanamaker's gone. You know, they also lose Gilbert Brown's gone,
who
too.
Was so big in that game.
Yeah, so
you're right. But you know, didn't they say that about the league a couple years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they lose. All these guys are leaving, and the league was fine. I think that's going to happen again.
Well, I think it's probably the same thing you can say from the ACC as well. They'll probably deal with that as well. But I think at least Georgetown has got somewhat of a foundation. You know, with Clark and Hollis Thompson coming back, and then of course on the Maryland side of things, with you know, with Jordan Williams, Stoglin, and Mosley, at least you have somewhat of a foundation of guys coming back that you can.
Maryland better be good next year, because on paper that team looks very strong, and that league looks down with Duke losing all those guys, and Harrison Barnes possibly going to the NBA. I mean, that league looks down. Maryland's better be strong next year.
That's
I still think it's going to be George Mason, though. I think that team's too deep or too talented.
Yeah, I think they're at the very least. I agree with you. They're definitely the team to beat in the CAA. And again, they were discounted this season and still ended up being the regular season winner of the conference before bowing out in the semifinals of the tournament to a team that's you know made a run through the weekend, which I don't think many people had expected to this weekend. All right, coming up, we're going to get into the Washington Nationals. Some interesting things going on with the Nats here in the last week. Byron Kerr from Masson Sports is going to join us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prado, 106.7 The Fan.